Joy. Okay, so you know, Malai, you know I will get in so much trouble if I do not ask you. What did you do to Drake, girl? Why does he keep rapping about you? Why does he keep talking about him? He can't date no more dancers. Like, someone tell Malia I'm on fire. She should work tonight. What's going on, Malia?
I don't know, actually. Drake and I had a really great relationship. We shared a really close bond. I don't know if people really realize that. I'm really picky about the guys that I date because in the industry, you know, the guys are so cocky, whether it be a ball player, a rapper. They just don't know how to respect you and come at you a certain way. And with Drake, he just was always a gentleman. He was always really sweet. He catered to me. He was great.
Girl, I'm telling you. You must have shook that left cheek. You must have shook that left cheek and that right cheek exactly how he liked to see it. Okay, so what happened?
You know, if you don't do it, you better do it right.
Listen, you know what? And I'm gonna give you guys the link to that YouTube video. I'm telling you, she showed me how to do it, and my boyfriend he hasn't gone anywhere yet. So thank you, Malia. So let's talk about so what happened? So you know why didn't you know no wedding bells, no ring, no nothing? So what happened with the two of you?
Honestly, from what I heard, it was just, it's always this way with dancing. You know, that's why it's really so hard for dancers to take relationships seriously or whatnot.
Right.
It's because, you know, everything is fine when it's just fun. But once the guy starts to really care about you, it's always his friends.
Oh,
you know, and I understand his career and everything, but it's always like, I don't know, do you think you should be going this far? I mean, people get in their ear. It never fails. Rather, it's a regular Joe on the street or, you know, an entertainer.
Right. So everybody that's just tuning
in. So as dancers, we always get flack once the guy starts to really care about you and want to take things a step further.
Exactly.
It's that when everybody gets in his ear. So.
Yeah. So everybody that's just tuning in, we're on the line right now with Malia Michelle. Let's go ahead and fast forward a little bit. Enough about the past. Some pictures surfaced with you and Mr. Sean Kingston. What's going on with you and the Kingston man?
Sean is really a cool guy. Actually, the first time we ever hung out was for AMAs. He called me and asked me to be his date. And I was like, wow, okay, cool. You know, I was really shocked.
Yeah.
And ever since then, we've just been cool. He's great. We're, you know, it really bothers me. All the blogs are like, is he hitting that? And it's like, gosh, can we get to know each other? Like, seriously. I mean, are people really just jumping up and scrolling just without nothing? I mean, I really feel like I need to know the person that I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
And that takes time.
Yeah.
And that takes time.
It
and
does.
All that.
It does. And I also, you know, of course, and I too am guilty of being a blog reader, but also stated that are you celibate now?
Yeah, I've been celibate, actually.
Okay, so it wasn't just because you started dating Sean Kingston and then you decided to become celibate, girl.
No.
Okay, just making sure Sean can get some love, too, if he, you know. But no, what brought that about?
It's not by choice, though, actually. It's just I'm picky, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm picky about my shoes, and they go on my feet.
Right.
You know? So I'm going to be really picky about a man that's, you know, going to be on top of me, sweating on me, and... You know.
So could you see Sean Kingston possibly maybe being on top of you and sweating on you?
Oh, look at you. I don't know.
Mate, let Sean get some love.
I really appreciate that he tries. He goes out of his way for me. He's not ashamed of me, and I love that.
Aww.
So, I mean, you never know.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? You just made me an even bigger fan of Sean Kingston. He treats my girl right. Shout out to Sean Kingston for that. Any final words that you want to say to Drake? Because, he should have kept you around.
No love lost. Everything happens for a reason.
Amen to that.
I appreciate the time we had.
Amen.
That's it. EliteDCRadio.com.